The following is an at-will presentation.
Welcome to The Drop-In, Season 2, Episode 6. I'm Will Malnati, and I am apparently your host. I am here today with Jeremy Allen White, or as he likes to be called, Jeremy White. But we'll let him explain why he has the three-name situation. Jeremy is in the hit show Shameless on Showtime, which just wrapped up its 7th season. So if you have never seen that show, check it out. Here he is, folks, Jeremy White. I was watching a show yesterday that was like just going through a bunch of like new apps. Is it Chelsea Handler or something? Mm-hmm. It was like all these apps that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
That could do even more for me. Like something that I was stressing about the other day, like there was an app for that. And all I needed to really do was like search the app store to find how to get my dog walked.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't have to move much anymore. I mean, you can get most things done from your phone in your
crazy
apartment. There's very little you can't get.
What's the last thing that you got that was like above and beyond like the regular as far as apps go?
As far as apps go?
What's the last app you used that was above and beyond
Uber? I postmate it's my job.
3 times a day?
It's really horrible. Yeah, in Los Angeles, I do it a lot. But I live in an area that's like so close to so much. Like I could so easily go out and walk someplace.
But it just seems too hard.
But yeah, it's like I get done with it and I don't want to like, I don't know if it's about human interaction. I don't know what the thing
is,
but I'm just like, I don't want to deal. And then I'll order something like, also something like I'll get like Taco Bell at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, Postmated.
Morning?
No, evening. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. You know what I could use right now is a chalupa.
But there's one, like, it's like half a mile away from my place in LA. So then I feel like I have to, like, as to not look like an asshole to the delivery person, I need to, like, pretend that I'm sick or, like, limp to the door and be like,
do you actually put
I've limped to the door before.
Like, oh,
and been
that
like,
leg.
This is the only way for me to eat today. I mean, I don't say that to them.
Yeah.
But,
You want to make sure they know that you're not just such a
just
lazy
a jerk.
Asshole.
Exactly. I want them to know that.
And you sell it.
And I sell it.
Yeah. And they believe you. They're like, oh my gosh, is your leg okay? Remember last time I was here yesterday?
Was your leg gotten better since then? No, I doubt it ever works, but it makes me feel better.
You have 3 names, okay? I want to talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
And I actually wanted to do something like that I hope no one's ever done before because it's just really weird.
Yeah.
I wanted to go over other people with 3 names, okay? And I want to see if you can guess it by the first name.
Okay.
Other celebrities.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Have you thought about this before?
I mean, I can name a couple,
All right. So ready? Let's do this first. Julia. That's the first of the 3 names. There should be like a tick, tick, tick,
yeah,
tick.
I'm thinking tick, Julia tick, Barrett tick, Mitchell, but tick, that's just a girl tick, I went to tick, high school tick, with. Tick.
It's not her. That's not who
not
I have.
Her.
You have 5 more seconds.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Got it.
Okay. Second one. Catherine. 3 names. Catherine is the first. Other people with 3 names similar to you. Come on.
Catherine. I want to say like...
This is like a little bit old school, like had a famous husband.
But that doesn't count.
Had a famous husband. Also, like was also an actor.
Catherine.
No, Catherine! Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right?
Michael
wasn't
Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Okay, number 3. This one's like a little more old school, like not as like new school.
Okay.
Edgar.
And
he's not an actor.
What, Edgar Allan Poe?
Hey! That was good.
Got the same middle
name.
You
were going to know that. That's right.
Yeah.
So you would definitely know that one.
Obviously,
you
I know
cheating.
Everybody. But
okay. So I was going to say, it's like, I should do this game. I mean, Jeremy must know everyone. Okay, one more. Joseph.
Gordon-Levitt.
Wow, that was quick. That one you were waiting for. That was one of the ones
that
you were
the whole
say,
time.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Why do you have 3 names? Tell me now. Explain yourself.
It's so dumb. It's really dumb. It
no,
was
I
just,
figured it was dumb. Yeah. I just didn't
I
have
knew
to
it
say
was
that.
Dumb. You don't have to tell me that part. Just when I was like, I want to be an actor, I joined SAG, and they were like, there's already a Jeremy White. Like, that name's taken. And I was like,
like it was an Instagram name or like a Twitter name?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
sorry, you could be Jeremy Allen 1.
Yeah, and
Jeremy White 1.
Yeah, in these unions and stuff, yeah, you can't. I could have maybe been Jeremy, but yeah, it is like, I guess, like a handle like that.
Okay, fine.
So in these unions, you're not allowed. And so a lot of people just change their names. You know, a lot of actors, not a lot of actors, some actors will just change their names entirely.
Countless actors.
Most of the other actors.
most of my peers.
Yeah. But Jeremy Allen White is, you know, my full name. Allen's my grandfather's name, and so it just made sense to do that. But I really hate it, and it never sounds right. Like, if I'm doing any, like, if I'm doing a job or if I'm
a
doing
podcast.
An interview or like a podcast, someone's like, and this is Jeremy Allen White. I'm like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah. I hate
what
that
an
guy.
Asshole.
That guy's
yeah,
dead.
Exactly. I hate that guy.
That guy's dead.
Yeah. I really do. It still doesn't sound right to me. I'm like, who the fuck is that Jeremy Allen White guy?
Yeah. He sounds like a real prime.
Sounds like, yeah. Why the three names, guy? Two's not enough?
Yeah, come on. What, you think you're better than me?
Yeah. What are you overcompensating for?
So when did that happen?
I guess when I did my first, like, union job, I guess I was, like, 15 or something like that.
When you say when I did my first union job, it sounds like when you, like, first started hammering
working
nails.
Working on, sheetrock and stuff. When I did my first, like, you know, SAG job, I think I was, like, 15, and that's when...
That's the Screen Actors Guild.
The Screen Actors
for
Guild.
For anyone who's not familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that was... That was the first time, but I think I was still billed, like, on that, like, my name came up on the credits as Jeremy White, or they might have even messed that up. It might have been,
Jeremy
White or Jeremy Allen. It could have been, yeah.
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy? I want to
know
guy's
that
guy.
Career's over. that guy's career ended,
Jeremy
like,
Allen's
right
done.
Around 16.
He was, like, 15, 16, something like that. But yeah, so I guess 15, 16 when I made that decision. And it wasn't so much mine, even... I mean, yeah, it was. I think my dad was like, you know, Jeremy Allen White's your name, so use your name. And, you know, it was my dad's name was Allen, so I think it was something nice I could do in that sense. And, you know, it just made sense, yeah.
Okay, so but when you introduce yourself.
Jeremy, just the one.
I know, but if you have to introduce yourself fully.
I say Jeremy White.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
Thank you.
And then I let people off, like, off the hook, too. Some people are like, hey, Jeremy Allen White. And I'll be like, you don't need all those
trump
words.
It.
It's fine.
Ixnay on the Allen Yeh.
Yeah.
You've said that before, too. You're ready with that. Talk to me about before 15, before that first gig.
Mm-hmm.
You were dancing.
I was dancing. I was.
Dancing.
Yeah, I was a really energetic kid, and my parents...
That was the only way to get it out
it
of
was
your system?
Yeah, my parents were like, he needs to
he
do
needs
something.
To
so I did, like, karate, and I did all the sports, and there was still,
like
it's
not
over.
It's not going away.
It's not going away. Dance is the only... Yeah. Thing that he can do.
It's like when I go outside, I make sure my dog runs a lot. So when he comes back in, he's like, poop.
It's exactly like that. My parents were like, he needs to do everything, like all the stuff. And dance was just that final frontier where they were like, I don't know. And I lived in the suburbs at that point. So it wasn't like, so I would get made fun of a little bit in school, you know, for dancing. But they were like, it's the last thing he hasn't done. So we got to do it. And then I really liked it.
Who was making fun of you? Kids in class.
Yeah, like kids in class and stuff like that, yeah.
Because you would go to dance class
after school?
So I
would go to ballet
school.
Class after school, yeah.
So you'd, like, have your ballet shoes, like, in your bag, and they'd be like, what are those?
Like, they're ballet shoes, guy.
Yeah.
You have eyes.
If you did say that, that would be amazing, by the way, at 12.
I think I didn't see a problem with it, you know? So someone would be like, hey, Jeremy, what are you doing after school today? And I'd be like...
Nothing?
Ballet? No, I would be like, I'm going to ballet class. And then I didn't understand that was like a...
Like a weird thing.
A weird thing, I guess. And then I found out very shortly after that.
After the first time you
told
someone.
I guess it is. Because, yeah, I had no shame like about it until midway. I was, like, shamed about it.
Right.
So and like, then I still really didn't because I kept doing it. But
so did you ever get, like, hazed for it? Did you ever get a wedgie or a noogie?
I think never got a wedgie. I might have gotten a couple noogies, yeah.
Couple noogies.
Couple noogies. But it was weird because I grew up.
Swirlies, though.
No swirlies.
Oh,
who
man.
Did you ever get a swirly? Is that
a swirly? Like, is that a real thing?
I think. I mean, I know it's in movies and stuff.
Yeah, in like the 60s.
But I feel like
50s.
If you did that today, a parent would
you'd
just
go to jail.
Like. Yeah, it would be game over.
Lawsuit.
The parents would go to jail. Everyone would go to jail.
The superintendent or the principal
yeah,
would
the
go
principal
to jail.
Yeah, the principal would go to jail.
The school would be shut down.
Yeah, it would be.
Literally.
Yeah,
it would be like you tried to kill him mm-hmm. and you tried to drown him.
So, yeah, no. No swirlies. But it was something that was cool. Like, Ballet Tech came to my school in New York when I went to school in New York, and they Ballet Tech comes to schools and sees really young kids like second, third, and fourth grade to see like if they're
how fast they move,
how fast they are, yeah, and if their body types are if they're growing up into like the dance build or whatever.
Were you growing up into the dance build?
I was growing up into the dance build, and I thought that was so, and all the kids in my class thought that was so cool because they like.
What
picked,
does that mean? Well, what is the dance build?
The dance, it's just like...
Big beefy thighs?
Big beefy thighs. I mean, no, it's just, you know, they're looking at kids to see if they have, I guess, if they have rhythm and see, yeah, the kind of body. There's a certain body type, which is like a lanky, but like, you know, I guess like...
Agile.
Strong enough to like pick up a 80-pound girl or what. Not in third grade, of course, but, you know, one day.
So the girls were, like, into that. They thought that it was cool that you had the ballerina build?
I think I thought it was cool. I'm not sure.
You convinced the girls
what
that it was cool.
Was. Yeah. But it was also just, like, I was the only dude there. Like, we would have, like, shows and stuff like that, and I'd be, like, you know, backstage with, like, 30 girls all the time, and I just thought that was the most fun.
Yeah, obviously.
Then seventh grade is when I moved back to New York, and... kind of switched into more acting for like I went to a middle school in Brooklyn where it was pretty arts heavy. It wasn't like an art school, but they were very like proud of their art departments there. And I joined the dance department because I was like, I'm a ballerina. This is where I'm meant to be. But then none of the other kids took it that seriously. They didn't take the dance seriously enough for me. It was kind of the class all the kids went to when they were like, yeah, we'll, like, move around and get an A. And, like, and I was like, no, this is
yeah,
this
get
is serious
out of
shit.
My class.
Yeah.
I'm taking this seriously.
I'm taking this so seriously. So I was done. I did the first few classes, and I was like...
This isn't for me.
I was like, I'm going to drama where everybody takes it seriously. No, I had a lot of friends from growing up who were in the drama class. And then, yeah, it was something my parents... This is like jumping around, but it was something my parents were actors in New York, and so it was something they didn't continue doing after I was born, but it was something they were passionate about, and I always knew that, and you know, they would take me to plays whenever they could, and would go to the movies a lot, and so it was something I just knew that
was
something
the
they were interested in. Yeah, it was something they got excited about, and so I was like, you know, this makes sense to move into this.
I have to ask you a question because I read this, and I didn't. You've never told me this, but I read it.
It's probably a lie.
That your dad met your mom because he saw her in a play.
Yeah.
And guys, listen to this. This is like big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeremy's father saw his future wife in this play and at intermission, the middle of the play, went out and bought flowers for her, a random stranger.
Yeah.
And like after the show... presented them to her.
Yeah.
And was like, I think you're hot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or whatever they were saying in those days.
Yeah, whatever they said in those days, yeah.
And Foxy. Then she was like, oh.
She's like, I gotta, yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
The ball's on you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a strong move.
That's like the strongest like pimp move I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And it's like super romantic.
Very romantic.
Do you take after your dad for the romance side?
I mean, I don't know.
You got a lot to like live up to.
I've made gestures like that, but I don't think I've ever done anything like that with like a complete
stranger.
And I don't think until that time that my dad had either, you know. Mm-hmm. I really think there was something that, you know, got him got him going. I guess my mom.
Pranks. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new section of The Drop-In. We had so much fun doing our Thanksgiving prank phone call special that we turned it into a segment. So now for our first time, I'm including the guests and I forced them to do the prank calls with me. This segment is called Pranks.
Mo speaking, how can I help you?
Hey Mo, how you doing, man?
I'm alright, yourself?
I'm good. I'm looking for some shoes for my girlfriend for the holidays.
Okay.
I want them to be like in the holiday spirit, you know?
Right.
Like with the ribbons or bells or like I don't know, like if an elf would wear sneakers, like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, just something to represent, you know, the holiday spirit and Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Going into the new year.
Yes.
But at
least
for right now, I don't have any in my store. Chesterfield Town Center is a bigger store than mine. You might want to give them a call, but I will let you know because they are a high volume store that a lot.
They are. So they'll have a lot. Yeah.
It's not even that so much that they'll do that. A lot of associates will tune out the ringtone. So I would sit there and recommend that I let it ring like about 5 times, hang up, and then keep calling back. Sometimes they'll be busy with other customers where they don't pick up the phone. So you can possibly ask them to see if they have any merchandise.
Yeah, like that.
What you just asked me for.
Okay. You think they might, though? Or you're saying I have to call and they're not going to pick up, though, and then I have to call again? I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Right, you may have to do that. You may have to call, hang up, and call back again.
Right.
So somebody to even pick up to answer you.
So, like, but you think, like, you said, like, 5 rings?
Yeah.
Something like that.
About 5 rings. Yeah.
Okay.
Once you do that, just hang up. If it look like it's keep happening, just keep doing it for somebody to pick up.
Okay.
And also, just look into our website.
Sure.
And see what it is that you will like on her, since you would know her taste.
Oh, yeah, I know her taste, yeah.
That, well,
she likes Christmas shoes.
Something that she will like, and you can definitely let us know so that way we can narrow it down. Because at least, just, you know, just looking into my women's section is
your
pretty small
section.
Here. And then for grade school, you know, we just typically have, like, the regular fashion, no ribbons or anything like that.
No ribbons, just, like, actual, like normal, like,
Voices.
Shoes for walking around town. Okay, you're the best. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too, sir.
When do you start on season 8?
I don't know, man.
Like, you don't know if you will or you don't know...
There's, like, a lot of stuff that's kind of come up in the past couple days that's very, like... It's very sort of serious stuff, which is that Emmy Rossum, who plays my sister on the show, is asking for... This came out... I haven't talked to Emmy about this. This is just, like, came out in, like, the trades or whatever, that she's asking... for more money than Bill Macy per episode for the renegotiations of
William H. Macy.
8 and 9. William H. Macy, yeah. And it's always been, he's like number one on our call sheet. He's number one billing. He's, you know, he's a veteran actor, but
that's
Emmy,
why they call it billing.
Right.
It's Bill H. Macy.
It's Bill Macy. But, you know, Emmy is such an important, huge part of the show. And she feels like because the show's been going on so long, and she's been making less than William H. Macy for so long, that this is just playing catch-up anyway. You know what I mean? So everything's kind of like in flux right now, which is a pretty new development. Like, I was just talking to one of the other actors on the show, Steve Howie, about it last night. He gave me a call and was like, do you know about this stuff? And I was like, I mean, I read some stuff. I haven't called anybody. I don't really like to get too involved with all that kind of thing. But so... The answer to your question is, yeah, we're not really sure when or if that will be.
What's your relationship with William H. Macy? Are you guys texting?
We're not, no.
Does he text?
He texts. He must text. We haven't texted. He's like the nicest man, and he's very good at his job, and he's very professional, but he has a very private life, you know? He's got 2 young daughters, his wife. They live, like, you know, a 10-minute motorcycle ride. rides a motorcycle ride.
Say, why are you describing it like that? Unless he did.
From the studio where we shoot in Los Angeles.
Like a 20-minute skateboard away.
It's like a half an hour bike ride. But you know, he just, you know, he comes in, he does his job. He's, you know, so like pleasant, kind, but.
But when the job's over, he's done.
Yeah, which makes sense because when you think about it, like the show is really like, I mean, when I started, I was 18, Emmy was 23, and we were like the oldest, 23 and 18, and he's this older guy. So the rest of us all kind of grew up together, and Bill's been.
He's just been the same old man.
He's been the same older dude. No, but you know, there wasn't that opportunity to like grow in the same way with Bill as there was with some of the younger cast because we were going through a lot of the same things and it was a lot of like our first big job, so we like shared that. And Bill Macy was like already a rock star, so it was like no big thing.
Speaking of the money thing, when you started to get money of your own, what were the first things that you spent it on? Or what do you spend your money on?
I mean,
now that you're a baller.
Now that I'm an actual baller.
You can't see this now, but he's wearing a velour.
I do spend probably too much money on clothes today.
Okay.
Which is weird because you were just.
Where do you go to get
your
clothes?
Well, outside you were like, I like your style because it's like.
Casual, cool. I didn't say that, by the way. He's saying that I said that.
But I do, like, just as a recent development, like, care more about clothes and stuff like that, which is something that's so weird because it's something that I never really care about at all for so long. And then one day there was, like, I think, you know, an ex-girlfriend was like, you have money. You should buy, like, nice things for yourself. And I was like, no, like, I don't know about any of that.
T-shirts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, like, God, yeah, when I lived in L.A., I was like, I didn't know how to do laundry. When I first moved there, didn't know how to do laundry, wore white Hanes T-shirts every day. And because I didn't know how to do laundry, it would just be like a pile of dirty clothes in the corner. And then I'd go to, Target, and I'd buy new, like, underwear and white T-shirts. And then I was like, jeans, you don't have to wash. Like, that's not a, that's not a real thing.
Yeah.
So that's how I, like, got shit done until a woman came in my life and was like, this is fucking insane. You're better than this. You have to treat yourself with some respect.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, when I was a kid, like, I was so lucky in the way that, like, when I was growing up, I started acting. And not that anything took off quickly for me, but I got, like, commercial work really quickly. I got, like, little Law and Orders and stuff really quickly. So at, like, 15, 16... all my friends were kind of like babysitting or like doing that kind of thing, and
you were like smoking cigarettes next to the pool.
Yeah. And I was like pretty comfortable, which was nice. But I think when I was that age, like, it was really just buying weed is all I would do. Honestly, I would,
so
like,
you were the go-to guy. I was the guy. Weed and of all your friends, they were like, "Oh, Jeremy's got weed."
Yeah, and for a minute, I was like, I think every kid. Tell me if I'm wrong. But every kid who's, like, 14, 15, 16, for a second is like, I could be a drug dealer. I'd be really good at that.
I could totally do this.
I could totally sell, you know. So I think there was even a time where I was like, I'm going to buy 2 ounces, and I'm going to start selling. I'm going to
start this business small. I'm going to get me an LLC.
I'm going to turn those onions into a,
O's into an ounce.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Turn those onions?
Turn the onions.
You mean ounces?
Onions an ounce, yeah.
Oh, onions is an ounce. See,
yeah.
I don't even know that.
Yeah.
That's
you wouldn't know because you weren't a drug dealer.
Because I never had the thought.
Yeah. Okay. You never had that thought at all.
Yeah, of course.
Where you were like, I could do this.
Yeah, like, I could really start something here. I could be entrepreneurial.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I had that thought, and then
I called, like, a business attorney. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm going to set this corporation up.
Yeah.
It's an onion
Can't
corporation.
Can't really talk to you about it. Yeah. But then, yeah, it didn't work. I just ended up giving most of it to my friends and smoking a lot of it. But yeah, that was like, I would get nervous about my parents looking at, like, my ATM.
Your taxes?
My taxes. It's this onion corporation that keeps coming up. So that, when I was a kid, like, that was really it. It was like pizza. It's like pizza and weed.
Living
the life. 15, 16, that was like...
That is ballin', by the way.
That was pretty exciting stuff, yeah. You know?
Okay. So now where do you go to shop, if not Target and...
Where do I go to shop? I mean, I like going to, you know, those vintage stores that they sell you old stuff that's...
Overpriced?
Really expensive. I like the flea markets and stuff.
Still, you're not going to proper stores, though.
I'm still not going to
it's
stores,
really. It's
not
like you're walking into Bonnie's, like, yo.
I like APC a lot.
Okay.
I go
That's
there.
That's expensive.
That's expensive. But I only go there on, like, you know, I give myself, like, 2 or 3 times a year where I'm like, you can, you know, treat yourself.
Splurge.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't really spend my, you know, I bought a home here a couple years ago, which was, like, a big deal for me. But that was, like, by far my, you know, grandest purchase ever, you know. Yeah.
Speaking of fashion and style, you were one of the 12 Vanity Fair 12 under 25.
Yeah, which I'm actually 20. I got the offer for that, like,
before you were 25.
When I was 25, and I called my agent, and I was like, dude, I'm 25 years old.
I can't be doing this stuff with these young kids. By the way, I look at the photo. First of all, you're wearing a black turtleneck, which is very weird. Yeah. Definitely, everyone who's listening, go check this out immediately to know that he looks like a young Steve Jobs. But also you do look kind of like the oldest amongst children.
I think I was.
Yeah.
You know?
But then I couldn't help but notice you were also the only one with your arm on
oh my God.
A child's lap. Your arm was like sexually resting on like one of the
okay.
women's legs. Which you were the only one that had any physical contact with anyone in the whole photo.
So they did those photos. So those are 3 photos. So it's like the guys on the left.
Get your story straight right now before you tell me. Yeah.
All the guys on the left were in one place. They're in like the UK. The guys in the middle were in LA. And the guys on the right were in New York. So then they just, you know, copy and pasted everybody. Copy and pasted.
Oh, really? They copy and pasted everyone?
So it wasn't
a real photo?
We weren't all together.
God.
I was with that girl. I did have my arm on that girl, but...
I did have my arm on that girl.
But the photographer was like, wanted me to touch her leg.
She's only 16, Jeremy.
And then the girl...
I'm joking.
She's older than that, I hope. I think she was... Yeah,
I hope
so, too. And then she asked the girl to like put her arm around me or like put her arm on my face or something even like that, you know,
super
you can't
awkward.
See it. No one can see it. Yeah. So that was awkward. But somehow they also found a way to edit the shot in which the girl's hands are not on me
at all.
And it's just my arm on her.
No one is touching.
No one's
you
touching.
You are the
only
sleazy
one.
Scumbag
was
that
like,
just has your arm rest
like,
on
she's
the girl's
not going
to
say anything about this. We're at a Vanity Fair thing. It's totally fine. But no,
you're
I remember I looked at that and I was
the
like,
boss.
I was like, how did this happen? Why would they do this to me?
Yeah.
That girl was honestly like, she had the back of her hand on my face.
Okay.
When
right. No one will ever know the truth.
No one will ever. She knows if she listens, she can tell you guys. I forget her name.
She's actually the next guest. She's waiting outside.
She'll
tell her side.
What's she doing? She's the lead of that Emerald City show. It hasn't come out yet, but it's about the Wizard of Oz.
Cool.
But it wasn't in like a. Everyone has to go
in a
look up the photo.
Way?
It wasn't. I think it was like. It was honestly like I was resting my hand there. I wasn't like copying a feel.
Okay.
My hand just needed a home for the moment. And it found its home there.
Yeah, if I had a nickel. For every time someone said,
my hand just
my
found
hand
just its
needed
home
a home. Thank you for joining me on The Drop-In. The Drop-In is one of the biggest podcasts of iTunes right now. Top 5.
And if it's not, well, that's your fault. Tell a friend, and thank you so much for listening. Tell them to go to iTunes.com/at will for an easy way to find The Drop-In and other shows on the At Will Network. We will be off on the 29th, but we'll be back with a new episode of The Drop-In on January 5th, so make sure to stay tuned and check out our other At Will Radio shows, atwillradio.com. We also have another show, I know you guys know it already, but Infinite Positivities, which is going to be relaunching in January. Keep an eye out. Jenna Ushkowitz is one of our hosts and my business partner, and we're going to rock it with her new show. She's been recording, and it's sounding amazing. So look forward to that, and keep it real, guys. Bye.
'm looking for holiday stuff.
Yeah, what's that for?
I haven't been there in a fortnight. I'm wondering if you could help me out.
Yeah, what you looking for?
I'm looking for suggestions at this point. Anything? Uh-oh. Anything that says holiday spirit or?
It says holiday period.
Anything that kind of, screams holiday spirit.
Reindeers.
No, we don't have anything like that. Everything's all Nike Jordan gear.
You don't, that's it? I was on a magazine and I saw that there was like some red and green stuff.
And it was Nike or what was it? We don't have any of that stuff.
Okay. I'm just trying to get creative. I'm wondering, you have socks though, right?
Yeah, I do have a couple of socks. I may have the red and green one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe socks with the red and green, and then perhaps I could put on like a couple of like those sticky balls or something. Just to make it more. I have to dress up like a reindeer.
Oh, okay. Well, come in the store. We can probably take care of some things for you.
Should I bring my reindeer outfit, or should I just...
Yeah, bring everything you're gonna need.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah.